W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bradley Bowman is the senior director of a center at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy that is here to interpret the federal government for me, because it is a mass of acronyms and procedures and what appear from the outside to an amateur such as myself as arbitrary decision maker. However, I learned this is very important because the Trump administration has notified Congress that it plans to sell $8 billion of weapons to Israel. Sounds like a good idea. When's it going to happen? Brad, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The weapons first. What are we selling? What is Israel asking for? Good evening, Brad.
Good evening to you, John, and thanks for the opportunity to join you again. I really appreciate it. Yes, $8 billion. That is not a small amount of weapons. That is a large amount of weapons. And many of these weapons are ones that lingered in the Biden administration State Department for months. They were slow rolled by the Biden administration, and now they are not slow rolled. The process is in train. And what are the weapons? Well, you can basically, there's four categories. The first foreign military sale relates to almost $7 billion worth of air launched munitions of different types with appropriate guidance kits and fuses. A second one is $660 million for Hellfire air-to-ground missiles launched by Israeli AH-64 attack helicopters. A third is for the much-discussed 155-millimeter artillery shells. And the third relates to additional Joint Direct Attack Munitions, or JDAMs, and also small-diameter bombs. So that's what the weapons are. And these weapons are very important to Israel because that helps them precisely hit what they want, in some cases penetrate bunkers while minimizing civilian casualties, the very thing that all of us in Washington want them to be able to do.
It reminds me of the proverb from the early days of our republic. It went simply, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. So, okay. So
right. Where I come from, you want the good guys and gals to be better armed than the bad guys. And so that's a large part of this.
Praise the ammunition. All right. Now we come to the Congress. Here is the mystery. Brad, this has to go before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the House Foreign Relations Committee. What is tiered review? T-I-E-R-E-D, not tears as crying, tiered as in layers. What is it?
Well, John, I'll tell you, sometimes the tiered review made me tear up because it was so painful. But this may sound very wonky to some of your listeners, but let me explain at the top before I answer your great question why they should care. Under the current system, when an administration decides that it wants to sell weapons to a valuable ally or partner such as Israel, we have this system where one member of Congress can kill it. And that is not required by law. And so if you view the next 4 years as an opportunity to make sure that Israel has the means of self-defense, you can't accept a system where one anti-Israel member of Congress is able to stop the whole thing outside legal processes. So tiered review, basically once the State Department says, hey, we approve this sale, the foreign country requests it, State Department approves it, they submit it. It's an informal submission to the House Foreign Affairs Committee and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the four members that lead them, the chair and ranking members. The purpose is to create, is very laudable, and it often yields positive results, is to have a constructive dialogue where they can go back and forth. Sometimes you'll have a member put a hold on for, and the way that should be used is to resolve any questions, reasonable questions, not something you do permanently to cynically kill the whole thing, even before any other members or staff in Congress outside those four offices can look at it. And so that's what tiered review is. It's been in place forever. And when we've had a hold put in place, administrations have respected that and allowed it to essentially kill the process. What the Trump administration did here is said, no, we're not going to do this forever. They tried to answer the questions of Representative Meeks, the senior Democrat in the House Foreign Affairs Committee. They offered briefings. He kept his hold in place. Senator Shaheen, a Democrat of New Hampshire, lifted her hold. So they used the law and went ahead and formally notified Congress, despite the hold of Representative Meeks, consistent with the Arms Export Control Act. And now that starts a clock. And if they can't introduce a joint resolution of disapproval and get it passed into law over the veto of the president, these arms sales will proceed. You can see why that would be important to Israel in the next 4 years.
You've worked on the Hill. You understand the special relationship between staff and members of Congress. This is emphasis of a republic that is not a democracy. A republic has representatives who have their own wills, and theoretically, at least, they act according to their constituents to return to the Congress. In this instance, though, those jobs are more than just local citizenry. These are not parochial. These are national security jobs. That would suggest there should be another method. Is there another way, method, or do you just, what happened here is you blow past them, but shouldn't there be something else?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, John. You know, the role of staff is so important here because they're the ones that are actually looking into these details and advising the members. Right. And I did work in the Senate for 9 years. You're so right on that. But this has been characterized incorrectly by some as being some extrajudicial illegal power play by the Trump administration. And that is patently false. Representative Meeks issued a press statement where he said they're bypassing Congress and they're immediately proceeding. False, false. They formally notified Congress consistent with the Arms Export Control Act, and it sets in place a statutory clock. So both of those assertions, respectively, from Representative Meeks are wrong. And the full Congress can now, he can file a joint resolution of disapproval. He can try to do that, but he's probably going to fail if passes prologue, because most Americans understand the horror of what happened on October 7th. They support Israel's right to exist, and they want the world's only majority Jewish state to have the means to defend itself against enemies that hate the U.S. as much as they hate Israel. So what the Trump administration did here is legal, and it's appropriate. I'm not saying blow up the tiered review process. I'm saying don't let it be abused and follow the law.
And to your understanding now, we've taken this one example. Is there a conversation like this in Congress? Because there are... there's going to be more weapons required, if I understand the scale of the threat right now.
Absolutely. Israel's got to replenish its stockpiles, and it's got to get ready for the big war that may come when Tehran makes a bad decision. And that's going to mean lots of weapons. And there's an opportunity over these next 4 years to get that done for Israel in defense of U.S. common interests. But you have to make the process work and return to what I would call regular order in Congress, consistent with the law.
Now, if this is going to happen again, are we talking a number of weeks, days? How long does it slow down, these holds?
Sometimes, John, we're talking many weeks or months. I mean, in this particular case, the DCS case, direct commercial sales case, had been in review since October, and the other cases have been reviewed for 20 days. And as I said, there were genuine efforts on the Trump's Department of State to answer questions of Representative Meeks. But some of these, John, as I said at the beginning, this one hold from one member kills the program. It never proceeds because we're respecting this non-statutory process. And I'm saying respect Congress, have the tiered review, have the conversation, let them shape the outcomes, but don't let them, one member of Congress, abuse it to kill a program that our ally needs, that's approved by the State Department and the majority of Congress and the American people support.
As a sense of camaraderie, do the members of Congress explain themselves to themselves? Is there any, or is it just no? Is that all that happened?
Yeah, you know, it probably depends on the politics for the respective member and whether they think they'd be served by being transparent or not being transparent in every case. But, you know, Representative Meeks is a patriotic American. He's a fellow citizen, not an adversary. I respect him and his service. But he's been quite consistent in slow rolling or opposing arms sales to Israel. So the question for the Trump administration and those of us who want Israel to be well armed and defended is, should we allow one member to use this non-statutory process to stop sales cold, or should we follow the law and the Arms Export Control Act?
Bradley Bowman, Senior Director of the Center on Military and Political Power at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.